Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Ourofino Saúde Animal second quarter of 2015 results conference call. Today, with us, we have Mr. Dorival Araújo Neto, CEO, and Mr. Fabio Lopes Jr., CFO and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and simultaneously translated, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Ourofino's remarks, there will be a Q&A session. At the time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press *0 to reach the operator. We have simultaneous webcasts that may be accessed through Ourofino's website at ir.ourofino.com. And this address, you can identify the banner webcast 2Q15. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that the forward-looking statements that will be made, the Safe Harbor and the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996, they are beliefs based on the beliefs and assumptions of Ourofino's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events, and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in future. Investors should understand that the general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors that could also affect the future results of Ourofino and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I will turn the conference to Mr. Dorival Araújo Neto, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Dorival Araújo Neto, you may begin your presentation. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for your participation. I'd like to thank you to take part of our video audio conference of results second quarter, 6 months accumulated 2015. The first semester of 2015, the performance of the company has been consistent to our strategy of growth, profitable, and also generation of value for its shareholders. We launched in the first term 4 new products showing our commitment to innovation and continuity with investments in research and development to expand our portfolio. In addition, there is a successful return of master product that fights parasites that are internal, external, and bovines. We fall optimistic regarding opportunities of the market in which we act, and we trust our planning for growth, preparing for a new cycle based on the expansion of our portfolio and the continuity of the process of structuring of our area of biological products. I now would like to give the floor to our CFO and Director of Relations with Investors, Fabio Lopes, who will comment on the results of the period. Thank you, Dorival. Good afternoon, everyone. In the second quarter, first term of 2015, our results were in line with our planning. We are in line to reach our annual goals with product launches, growth in revenue, EBITDA, and profit. Slide on page 3, we highlight the growth of our net revenue by 12.4% in the second quarter of 2015, a total amount of 132.7 million reais. In the first term of 2015, there has been an increase of 13.8% with a total of 219.7 million reais. On this slide, we also present the contribution of production, companion animals, and international operations in the net revenue compared to the same periods in 2014. We note that there has been an increase in terms of the participation of large animals, both in the quarter and semester, moving from 80% first term 2014 to 82% same period 2015. On the slide on page 4, we detail net revenue for each one of our business segments. In the segment of production animal, the total net revenue second quarter of 2015 was 112 million reais, an increase of 16%. In the first term, 2015, the total amount was 180 million reais, accounting for a growth of 16.4%. We highlight for this growth the sales of products for against parasites that are internal and external for bovine, and the increase in sales in poultry and swine. And in the companion animals, the net revenue of second quarter 2015 was 15.2 million, a reduction of 5.6% considering second quarter 2015 that historically was stronger. First term 2015, the amount reached 30 million reais, a growth of almost 8% regarding same period last year. In the segment of international operations, net revenue second quarter 2015 remained stable with a total amount of 5.5 million reais. In the first term 2015, there was a drop of 9.6%, amounting to 9.4 million reais. This segment was impacted due to the impossibility of sales to Venezuela, and also we gave continuity to the restructuring plan of the segment. Via this initiative, we believe in better results in the next term. On slide page 5, we analyze gross profit and SG&A. In the second quarter of 2015, total gross profit was 72.8 million reais, a growth of 5.1% regarding the same period 2014. The first term, 2015, the total was 124 million reais, an increase of 6.9% considering first term of 2014. When we analyzed the first term, 2015, the gross margin was reduced by 3.6 percentage points, and this was due to a less favorable mix and lower proportional participation of companion animals and international operations, in addition to greater revenue in poultry and swine and sales of vaccines for foot and mouth disease at lower prices. Second quarter 2015, SG&A had a dilution of 1.1 percentage point on net revenue, reaching an amount of 49.7 million reais. For the first term 2015, there was a dilution of 1.8 percentage points, and SG&A total was 91.4 million reais. On slide on page 6, we have EBITDA and EBITDA margin. Second quarter 2015, EBITDA added to 28.9 million reais, practically in line with second quarter 2014. First term 2015, total EBITDA was 42 million reais, a growth of 1.9% on the same period, 2014. We had a loss of 2.2 percentage points of EBITDA margin, which is explained by the drop in gross margin with partial offset by the dilution of SG&A. Slide on page 7, we present the net financial expense, IRCS expense, the profit from continuing operations. The net financial expense had an important reduction of 21.7% second quarter 2015, 51% first term to 2015, explained by the amortization of fundings linked to CDI as part of resources funding coming from the IPO. Our expenses with income tax and social contribution were 52.9% lower in the second quarter 2015, with a total of 2.4 million reais and an effective rate of 11.3%. First term 2015, these expenses were 28.3% lower with a rate that was 12.6% and a total of 3.8 million reais. These numbers reflect an increase in the use of fiscal benefits in the labor bank with investments in R&D. Profit of operations grew in second quarter 2015 by 16% with a total of 18.9 million reais. In the first term 2015, there has been a growth of over 20%, 20.5% compared to the first term 2014. Slide on page 8, we analyze bank debt, net bank debt. The first term 2015, the net debt on EBITDA accumulated in 12 months was 1.63 times against a ratio of 2.2 times first term 2014. our cash closed first term 2015 with 19.5 million reais, with an impact of the amortization of 72 million reais in debt in the period. The debt cost closed first term 2015 by 5.75% a year against 6.27% a year same period 2014, with the result of debt amortization linked to, okay, to CDI. On page 9, we highlight investments in R&D in first term 2015. We had in total 16.5 million reais, accounting for 7.5% of the net revenue over the period. On page 10, we have launches first term 2015. We had 4 launches so far, 3 products for production animals and 1 for companion animals. The first quarter, we had 2 antimicrobial drugs, Lacto-4, an antimicrobial for bovine and swine, and Ceprolac, Vacasig, intramammal antimycetic for bovine. Second quarter, we had Isocox, anticoccidian agent for bovine, ovine, and swine, and Trisus SID, antimicrobial for cats and dogs. On page 11, we demonstrate the daily performance of our shares since the IPO until 30th of June 2013. The share was priced at 27 reais on the 30th of June 2015. We closed with a quote of 32 reais, an increase of 19.54% in the period. Comparatively, Ibovespa per same period dropped 3.25%. To close, on slide on page 12, we want to highlight our growth of net revenue of 13.8% in the semester, our growth in terms of net profit of 20.5%, and the launch of the new product, so 4 new products. The performance of the first term reinforces our expectation that 2015 is a year of good results for Ourofino. We followed on motivated to seek our goals with a lot of determination, credibility, and agility. I thank you all for your time, and now we open up for questions. Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone at this or any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star pound. The questions will be asked as they are queued up. Please, let's wait for questions. Mr. Joseph Giordano from JP Morgan would like to ask a question. Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Bolivar and Fabio. Thank you for answering my question. My question is regarding the pipeline. You have 4 products for the year that you have launched. What's your plan for the second term? Do you have more to come, or is the pipeline going to be concentrated close to the launch of the vaccine plant? Second question, is the growth of, you had a production animal growth. Well, Fabio explained what's happening to Venezuela. I'd like to understand what's happening to companion animals, a growth that is well below average. It grew below the market in the semester. I'd like to understand what you see in terms of companion animals and production animals, especially with the return of Master. We have strong sales there, right? Thank you. Thank you, Joseph, for the question. Regarding pipeline, pipeline is very much in line with what we had planned, and within our scope of planning, we still have for this year products to be launched. And absolutely within our planning, too, that are not yet linked to the process of biological products, because it's only going to be ready next year. We have already launched. We have already launched one in August. Probably for the next month we'll have other launches and important launches that are in line with the consistency of the financial results we want to build within the next term. And obviously, along with the launch of the products that we have planned, plus the return as master, we are confident that what we're going to deliver in terms of results for the next term is something that is very much in line with the expectations that we see in the market as a whole and within our expectations. For companion animals, this is a segment that is more subject to the environmental changes we have or turmoil we have in Brazil. What is the political, economic dissatisfaction affecting more directly the retail market? What happens is that our customers in this next term, well, the base that we had the previous quarter was quite important. Our customers became a bit more careful with the process. I can assure you that we have this situation that is very much under control and that we have the expectation of maintaining our annual growth above the market and the two digits that we have historically having in our business. Obviously, environmentally, it will require greater effort on our company, but I can assure you that we are quite optimistic in terms of maintaining our plans of growing above market rates and above two digits. Thank you, Dolivo. Regarding market share, can you update us on your market share in the semester of the company, both in terms of companion and production animals? Thank you. In the case, well, we don't yet have the market share numbers because that comes directly from the union, and the update is only given after public the disclosure of our results, and after that they have some time to compile the data. We'll probably send you a position in the next week, but you have felt that the company has increased in terms of market share, or is it a stable situation from what you have seen? What you have seen is that we are in a path of success and growth. We have noticed regarding the moves that we follow in terms of the market and the competition, we have done a good job. That's what we hear and that's what we perceive. Perfect. Thank you, Dolivar. Mr. Gabriel Lima from Bradesco would like to ask a question. Good afternoon, Dolivar. Good afternoon, Fabio. My question was also regarding market share that has already been asked. I'd like to comment, well, benefit from the time and get an update as to the plant for biological products and vaccines that should be ready by late next year. What about the construction work, the pipeline of innovations, if everything is under what it was expected in terms of the construction, because this is important for you in terms of revenue expense and margin expansion. Certainly, Gabriel, we have this project as a quite important project for the company, and if we could actually give a degree of importance, three stages developed in the development of the same. Certainly, the product development, the regulatory and registry and plant registration and plant construction, we have everything in line with what we have planned for the project. This is great news, actually, because it's no use having plant, not product, have registry and no product, so we are implementing the project in a very consistent, solid way. And last time we had a chance to talk to you, we mentioned that you could visit the construction works. We are going quite fast. They're quite advanced. At the next release, we'll show some photos to show you and the market how this project of ours is moving on. That certainly it's quite an important project for our company. Thank you, Dolivar. Cool. And regarding spending with research and development, there's been a speeding up regarding first term last year. Is there any change or something you expect to accelerate regarding sales? And this term you had quite low tax rates. What can we expect in terms of income tax rates and this drop of that rate is related to the investment you made in research and development of first semester this year? Well, Gabriel, we'll be maintaining our investment base around 6% a year. What happens is that you have stages of projects that sometimes require more resources at certain points. They are important cornerstones that we've attained that required more investment. But our idea is to continue our level of around 6%. And regarding taxes, just a second, I can repeat. As to taxes, Gabriel, we usually analyze quarters. We had a level of benefit of use that was higher, and our rate in the semester was lower, about 12%. But when we put it an annual rate in terms of income tax and social contribution, we maintain our expectation of having an annualized rate of around 21-22% of income tax and social contribution for this year of 2015. Okay, Fabio, thank you. Thank you, Dolivar. Mr. Antonio Barreto from Itaú BBA would like to ask a question. Good afternoon, Fabio. Good afternoon, Dolivar. We have seen that you have delivered FD&A dimension that is quite strong. We've commented on that, and it's above our expectations. I'd like to understand how much SG&A, this dilution, is scalable. If you can give us a detail on that, if you have reached maximum dilution, if from now on you have to invest more in SG&A to keep on growing, or if you have more room. If you can give us more details on fixed cost, I would be grateful. Hi, Antonio. We expect that the dilution of SG&A continues in 2015 and 2016. It is stronger when we analyze on projections and estimates, but it's offsetting the reduction of gross margin. We still have some room when we look at second term, increase of revenue, and consequently a dilution of SG&A. And when we talk about scalability, a new level, obviously when the vaccines plant starts operating, we'll have to make specific investments in marketing, product launches. When we look especially at 2017 sales team investment in commercial operations. When we think about internal costs, we're not viewing in the next 2 years a change in terms of our level. The company has set up the structure in the past years, and we were counting on this dilution of internal expenses of the company with an increase in revenue. Thank you very much, Fabio. Great. Mr. Marcio Monti from Banco do Brasil would like to ask a question. Good afternoon, Dolivar. Good afternoon, Fabio. You have answered regarding the drop in the tax reduction. I'd like you to talk about the international part. The company has been affected by Venezuela, and up to now I cannot see any growth regarding Colombia and Mexico. Can you talk a bit about the situation? What are your expectations now for the second term and first quarter next year? Certainly, Marcia, Colombia and Mexico are part of our strategic guidance that is determined for everything we want to develop for the company in the next few years, as well as the importance of these two, three cases, which will be the internationalization of the company. Colombia, we have decided to adopt situations of repositioning that are quite deep there. We have not managed to get significant results this year, but we believe that in the next releases we'll share with you good news in this process. As to Mexico, we have been developing the market there. We've changed our operations quite drastically in Mexico as planned, and it is within what we have expected within a development curve. Regarding previous term, we had a growth of 21.7 in terms of market in Mexico, and that supports the strategy of our consolidating ourselves in the country. It's below what we expected it to be because the speed and the timing which we've adopted the measures have not yet managed to bring the results we expected to have, and we are expecting them to have, and we will be sharing with you in the next releases. Okay, thank you. Mr. Pedro Ferroni from CPM Investments would like to ask a question. Good afternoon, Dorival, Fabio. My first question is regarding launches. I'd like to know a bit more about how does it work in terms of timing? How does the product reach this timing break-even? You launch a product, how long do you take to make it go to all the distributors for customers to get to know the product? Second question is regarding whether you can have more feeling for the second term in terms of net profit and revenue, if you can maintain the same dynamics you had in the first semester. Thank you. Look, Pedro, excellent question. See, I think one of the competitive advantages that we have in our organization is precisely the fact that we have great expertise to place products in the market. Our company has capillarity and footage in the Brazilian market, which makes it very easy for you when you launch a product and put it in the market with great nimbleness. Consequently, we start rolling that out very quickly. So we are known, actually this is a great differential and competitive edge of our company, the fact that we have this capillarity and the ability of placing products in the hands of farmers quite quickly. And consequently, I tell you that we enjoy this structuring of products in the markets in 2-3 years, taking farmers to know the products quite deeply and use the knowing how to use the products is a very advantageous ramp-up. Pedro, regarding your second question, we expect the second term to have a relatively stronger dynamic as we had in the first semester. We have several situations for the second term that make us feel confident to put some expectations in the second term as regards the first term. We have some points to set as examples. We had a price transfer in July of 6% in the Eurofino products, re-establishing the cost gap, especially the exchange gap, and we have a repricing and an improvement in gross margin for the second term. As Olivar mentioned, we also have the return of Master, as you well know, is a very important product, and was the main product of the company to 2013. Second term last year, we did not sell the product, and now we are starting this term with the product placed in the market. At the last call, we mentioned that we did not yet have the sensitivity or the clear idea of what the product was like in the market. Now we can tell you that the product is very well placed, and we are confident of a positioning of it being one of the major products of Ourofinos. In addition, as Dolifar mentioned, we have already made a launch that was in August of another product that is doing quite well. And we have other launches for the second term that are quite important that bring an even better contribution margin. And with the growth, as Olivar mentioned, that we expect to have over two digits for companion animals and pets, we will have a more favorable mix for the second term, re-establishing the EBITDA margin, actually making us have a second term in line with the forecasts and budgets we have in the company. Great. Thank you. Mr. Gabriel Lima from Bradesco would like to ask a question. Well, thank you for the follow-up. It's regarding the last comment you made, Fabio, this 6% of price increase you mentioned. You mentioned July. I'd like to confirm that if you had increased the price early in the year, just to understand, because this increase, is it to offset the new foreign exchange level that we see? That's why you needed more price increases, or you're adding anything else to get profitability? And I'd like you to talk about price behavior of main competitors. They have imported products more impacted by foreign exchange. That would be interesting. Thank you. This price transfer or price increase that was set, yes, is to offset the dollar level between 340, 350, adjusted to offset the cost increase that we would have with the foreign exchange increase. The market cannot cope with a higher, a greater increase to get the margins, but this price increase of 6%, we're getting back to the gross margins we had before. Regarding competition, we feel that some competitors are following the increase we have made because the foreign exchange impact is for the whole industry, not only for our company. Okay, Fabio, thank you. Reminding you that for you to ask questions, you have to press star 1. If there are any questions, please press star 1. Remind you that if you want to ask questions, you have to press star 1. Thank you. This concludes the question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Dorival Coraucci Neto for closing remarks. I'd like to thank you for the attention and trust, tell you that we are quite optimistic regarding the challenges we have for the second semester, and we'll keep on working hard to bring the best return for our shareholders. Thank you all very much. Thank you. This concludes Ourofino's second quarter 2015 results conference call. You may disconnect your lines at this time.